The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. This is Blake Fisher filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning on KCNR Radio, your talk radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 AM. It is a beautiful Friday morning, June 16th, here in Redding, California. I also have the weather line up, too, but, you know, Carl may call in. He's doing a very serious medical procedure today. He's going to be just fine, but he'd love to call in, and we'll be happy to hear from his voice what's going on. Today's show is going to be focusing on our pet of the week, which is a really cool thing. We have our friends from Haven Humane here today. We also have Miss Julie Dyer from the Civic Auditorium, our general manager. And then in the second hour from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., it's going to be Cameron Middleton and his father, Bruce Middleton, from House of Realty. So that'll be a pretty cool lineup this morning. Christina, how are we doing this morning?
Doing great. Good morning.
Thanks so much for doing this again. This is our esteemed sound engineer for KCNR Radio. So, hey, how's it going? This is Miss Katrina joining us from Haven Humane today. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you usually the representative that comes in for Haven Humane?
Yes, I am.
This is really cool. People, regular listeners probably know all about you, but tell us a little bit about yourself before we talk about the pet of the week.
Yeah, sure. So I've been working at Haven Humane for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I work in the adoptions department. So I deal with getting all of these guys into their forever homes, and it's a really great place to be.
How many years have you been with Haven Humane?
2 years.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So what's this little one? He's not, I would say little one. Let's say medium size is the best way to describe this little pup.
Yeah, I brought with me a very special guy. His name is Freddie. He's a five-year-old pit mix. He definitely looks like a lot of dog. He's kind of a big boy. He's just kind of a black and white pity. I know he's one that kind of gets overlooked quite a bit. We've had him for almost 200 days, which is crazy because he's the sweetest boy ever.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely one of those guys that kind of follows the idea that you can't judge your first impression of a dog. You know, when you walk through the kennels, you see him, he's jumping around, he's barking, and people are like, whoa, he's going to be a lot. But when you take him out, he is just the most affectionate, sweet guy. Like this morning I took him out, he hasn't been out of his kennel all night, and he just leisurely walked with me out to a play yard, and when we got out there, all he wanted to do was put his head in my lap. And that's pretty much Freddie to a T.
Well, let's, I know he was standing up a second ago. Why don't we get him on the mic really, really fast? Freddie, come here. There he is. Let's put the mic. Let's see if Freddie has to say anything. So Freddie, this beautiful. There's his nose.
His sniffs.
Freddie is this beautiful, beautiful pit bull. I would say he's a dark chocolate espresso coffee color.
I like that.
Has this cute little white little fuzz fur right on in between his eyes.
Yeah.
He's a big Julie. So Julie's here too.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this dog. What do you think of this beautiful pit bull?
He's very sweet. He's very, very sweet. He clearly loves to be petted. He's not, you know, I have two big dogs as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mine are not this well behaved. He's very well behaved. He's not rudely insistent on affection, but if you're going to offer it, he's definitely going to take you up on the offer.
Exactly. Well put. So tell us, how did Freddie end up in Haven Humane, and kind of how long do animals typically stay in the Haven Humane Center?
So Freddie, much like most of our residents, came in as a stray.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know anything about his background, you know, if he's lived in a home, what he knows, what he doesn't know about living in a household. And then, yeah, for being there 200 days, that's pretty long. I would say most of our dogs get adopted between about 3 to 6 months. Is average length of stay, I would say. But yeah, we've had him since last year, so definitely a bit longer. And I know it's tough for people, especially with bigger dogs. Mm-hmm. Not everyone has the room to take on a big dog. Not everyone is able to take on, you know, a pit bull, depending on where you live, that sort of thing. But definitely, if you have the space in your home, I think he would be a great addition because he isn't the most high-energy dog. He's definitely one that's going to want to hang out on the couch with you after a long day of work.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what type of owner do you think would be the best paired with Freddie, being the size and the type of home that Freddie might need?
I think he would do good in most homes, honestly. He's met children and done great with them. I know some people are a little hesitant if they have really small children about them getting, like, knocked over or something, you know? So I understand that if you don't want a giant dog, if you do have toddlers. But he's super sweet. He's done pretty good with other dogs as well, so I think he would fit into most homes as long as you have a big enough space for him. Even just a small backyard, I think, would be fine for him.
Why don't we get him back on the mic, see if we can ask him any questions. Come here, Freddie. Come here. Up here. There we are. Freddie, how are you this morning? Oh, good, 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 good. What are you going to eat today? Are we going to play some fetch? Oh. Well, Freddie's not the most talkative, but he is the most cute, and you should see his smile. I mean, this is one of the most beautiful, beautiful pit bulls I've ever seen, and I think any family would be lucky to find him and own him. So what's the process of adopting an animal? How can people get in contact with Haven Humane, and where are you guys located?
So you can always give us a call at 530-241-1653. We do typically want to do appointments by, adoptions by appointment just to make sure we have a visiting room reserved for you to be able to meet with them. But of course, if you do just are in the area and want to just come on in, we usually can accommodate you. And we're located at 7449 East Side Road. The best way I can explain it is we're about a mile south of Wind River Casino.
That's great. Christina, what do you think of this dog?
I'm actually in love with him. He really reminds me of my dog from Ukraine. He's really sweet.
He just
needs a good family.
Yeah, he needs a guy. See, it's, the problem with this is that I'm sitting up here doing this radio show, and I just want to be on the other side with Julie and Katrina and Freddie. They're on the other side. So Freddie's just chilling right now. I wish we... do Carl and Linda not have dog treats around here?
He has, but he's so excited to be here, so he didn't really want the treat. Oh. I was trying to give him.
That's funny. Well, good, 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 good. So it sounds like he's a really great traveler, too, if you take him on in the car, right?
Yeah, he does pretty great. He loads up very easily, and he also does really well in a crate as well. Mm. He is very calm. So definitely, I think he probably has some car riding experience, I would guess.
Good. I mean, shoot, we live in the most beautiful outdoor area, and, you know, this dog looks like he just wants to be with somebody that's going to just be calm, go on hikes, walk around. We have this beautiful dog park over here on Benton. Have you taken him to do some of these dogs that go into Haven Humane? Have they been introduced to these more public dog parks, or where do they usually get to get their energy out on Haven Humane?
So we don't typically take them to dog parks or things like that. The only time we take them off campus is either for like this, or we do adoptions at PetSmart throughout the week. So a few dogs will be there with a staff member, and they'll get to walk around there and meet people. Or sometimes we do like off-campus events, but it's always something that's, you know, Haven associated. But at Haven, we do have a very big, beautiful property, and we have walking trails and different fenced-off play yards, and that's where our volunteers take the dogs out to get their energy out and to play with them and really get to know their personalities better.
Yeah, look at Julie so lucky right now getting to pet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, getting my serotonin dump for the day.
What a start to the morning, right?
Right.
How soft is Freddie?
He's very, very, very soft.
Yeah.
Like, it's very smooth coat. He's very also clearly very clean. You know how, like labs, of which I have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
you know, they have that like waxy stuff on their fur, so he doesn't really have that. So it's you get to pet him and you don't get any of the gick.
Yeah. I like that.
And his little snoot, it's just this little white snoot.
Do it more.
So once again, Freddie is this beautiful pit bull. How old is Freddie?
He's 5.
Freddie is 5 years old, a well-behaved, beautiful pit bull with a coffee, dark chocolate, espresso fur, with a little white tuft of fur right between his nose and a white snoot, which is super cute. And as you can see, you can't see this. What I can see in this room is that he is so well-behaved, well-trained, and just needs a lot of love. So You got to contact Haven Humane. How many dogs and cats are currently in Haven Humane to be adopted right now? And what's the phone number one more time?
Oh, my goodness. So many dogs and cats. I don't think I can even really assign a number, but definitely for dogs, at least 100 dogs. Mm-hmm. Cats, probably about the same. So tons and tons. There's something for everybody. And you can always give us a call at 530-241-1653.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you, Freddie, what a good boy. And Miss Christina, let's get to our first break of the morning. We'll be back with Julie Dyer.
To Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Laranja Reserva by Espinosa. Featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian Laranja wrapper, this unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And welcome back to KCNR Radio. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on the Carl and Linda Bott Show. Christina, I love Harry Styles.
I'm happy that I'm fitting.
I'm so glad you played Harry Styles. Julie, I think one of the hardest parts about doing the show is they always play good music.
Right, and then you got to talk.
Yeah.
And it's very appropriate because I actually got to see Harry Styles in concert with my kids at Madison Square Garden. It was a killer show. It was so much fun.
Smokes. When was
that? So much fun. We did that back in September.
So this is like, you got to see Harry Styles, this version of Harry Styles.
Yeah, this version of Harry Styles. Yeah, it was so much fun. So much fun. Yeah.
That's incredible. What's Madison Square Garden like? I've never been.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I keep telling this story everywhere I go because Madison Square Garden in the industry is rated the number one venue in America, and a lot of that's around the sales, right, because New York City, they can sell a lot of tickets. But it's a multi-purpose venue. You know, they have two professional teams, one semi-pro team. They do a lot of different things in that building, very much like the Civic Auditorium. And my big takeaway is it's just a 10X factor. Like, our facility for a concert is, you know, around 2,000 people, and theirs is 20. But it's the same gig. And
it's a stage.
Yeah, and they face the same challenges we do around lines and security. And my daughter works at a really swanky hotel in New York, and so we had VIP tickets. So we were in the front row of the seating, and we stood up, and you know how you stand back to make room for people to go by you? The entire row of seats tipped back into the people behind us.
No.
And I was like, literally, it's the same. Like, they have the same constraints and problems that they're always trying to solve in a building where, you know, you're moving seats in and out, mm-hmm. you're, you know, taking it apart and putting it all back together again. So it was actually on a variety of fronts. A really great experience for me.
That's great. I love hearing you talk about these theaters and stages, and because as an audience member, mm-hmm. I think we all you get to see the behind the scenes,
yeah.
and the guts and the craft and the artistry of this. Right. So going into Madison Square Garden and then comparing it even back to Redding, California.
Yeah.
That shows how much you love this job already. And for those who don't know, this is Miss Julie Dyer, the general manager of the Civic Auditorium, located in the Redding Cultural District in the middle between Turtle Bay, the Sheraton Hotel, and the Redding Rodeo Grounds.
Yep.
How long have you been doing this job for?
Well, I've been at Civic since May of 2015, mm-hmm. and I've been in the seat as GM since September of 2018.
How cool.
Yeah. It's a fun job.
When did the Civic Center kind of become part of your life?
Actually, in May of 2015, I actually moved here for the job that I took initially at the venue. Mm-hmm. We lived in Alaska for a long time, and I've been in nonprofit management for a long time prior to this job. Mm-hmm. And so we have family here in Redding, so we had been through 10 years before that visiting family, and Alaska's great, and it was a great place to raise a family. It was killing me, so I needed to be where there's some heat and sunshine. Mm-hmm. So we were just, you know, generally thinking about places that my husband and I could maybe take turns being miserable instead of just one of us winning all the time. And so when we were here visiting family, we were like, hey, Redding, you know, you get a very Pacific Northwesty kind of winter when it rains, like we just experienced this year. And then, you know, in the summertime you get
the heat and sunshine that you're looking for.
Summer that I need. So so when this job came up, it was just a really good timing for us. Our last kid was leaving home, going out into the world. So it just hit for a good time for us. So I said yes and took the jump, and here we are.
That's fantastic. I didn't know that you lived in Alaska.
Yeah, almost 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. That's everybody's response. Wow.
Uh-huh. Alaska.
Alaska.
Uh-huh. Do you still visit Alaska? Do you ever go back?
I haven't been. Is that true? No, I've been back once since we've been here. Mm-hmm. My husband's been back a couple times. Mm-hmm. My kids have, each of them from their own worlds, taken visits back. It really was a great place to raise a family. Very Gen X, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, get out. Come back in the summertime, get out, come back when it's dark, well, at 11 o'clock at night when it finally gets dark. So from those aspects, I'm really, really, really glad that we were able to give that to our kids, because not every kid in America gets that kind of experience growing up these days.
No, not at all. And you know, that's like, isn't Alaska kind of considered, you know, still frontier and adventure?
Oh yeah, very, very much. I mean, we lived in Juneau, the capital city, which is interesting comparing it to here, because mm-hmm. Juneau's remote, but it's not rural, not by any stretch of the imagination. I had easier access to certain grocery mm-hmm. amenities that I don't have access to in Redding. I could go to one store and get a wide variety, everything from gourmet down to, you know, Kraft mac and cheese in one spot. I didn't have to go to six places to get most of what I needed and then have to order the rest on Amazon. So, you know, Redding is rural. You know, it's in some respects, even though we're not technically classified as rural, there's the rural elements of being in Shasta counties definitely still affect our day to day. So it's an interesting contrast for me.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And, it sounds like you have a kid over in New York right now.
One in New York, one in the UK, and then my oldest is on the coast in Crescent City.
Are they all involved in this kind of entertainment world as you are? Or
no, my oldest is actually the lone pediatrician in Del Norte County. So she's a doctor, and my middle one is she works at the Bowery Hotel in New York City, which is kind of one of the preeminent boutique hotels, and they actually really cater to TV and movie entertainment actors and actresses. So she and I definitely, like, we'll get into geeking out over the similarities of the struggles of what we deal with. And then my youngest is, she does accounting, and she's a mom. And So, just all over the place.
That's right. You know, I'm really honored that I get to ask some of these questions, because you and I get to see each other passing
a lot, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
At different events, and it's usually, hey.
Hey,
oh.
I know. Always glad to see you.
So this is really sweet to get to learn more about you, and we'll jump into the Civic Auditorium. Civic Auditorium's, for those that don't know, I mean, that is, it's considered a historic structure at this point, right?
At this point, yeah, because it's over 50 years, 53 years old mm-hmm. this year, yep.
And it's the architecture is brutalism.
Brutalism, yep.
And I think I saw in the Shasta Historical Society's covered wagon.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they did a great spread on us.
Yeah, and help me. I might just have you tell the story, but I think from what I remember, it was one of those construction projects post World War II.
Yeah.
And it was one of those that architecture idea that we can build it. We're going to build it as sturdy as possible, mm-hmm. as efficient as possible, mm-hmm. and use, I don't know, something about using as limited of resources or affordable resources. Mm-hmm. What was kind of the thought behind that?
Yeah, I mean, that's very definitely a mindset that was in that architectural style at the time. Mm-hmm. It's actually an architectural style that's coming back for those same reasons, you know, now that we've kind of gone through our you know, we're kind of in a post-consumerism ideology that's entering our lexicon again about, like, being smart about how we buy, what we buy, doing things to last, not just for expediency's sake. And I think that's actually one of the beautiful things about the building. I know the community kind of has a love-hate relationship with its looks, and I get it. It's not the prettiest building that Reading has to offer by any means, but the real vision that went into the building around making it a multi-purpose, because the Reading's still, you know, the size of the building is actually really Reading's just about now at the population base that actually really is the building size and the population actually are a good match for each other. So when it was built they broke ground in 68, but finished in 1970, it was really kind of outsized. So they had this really long arc vision of what was possible for Reading. And part of that vision is like the diversity of the use of space. If we were just one thing, like just a fixed seat theater, the building would have been done for a long time ago, because the community just in the region didn't have the population base to support enough activity to keep it, you know, going. And so having the ability to do trade shows, banquets, conferences, live shows, like being able to do that diversity of programming actually is what makes it possible for the building to still be here today and have something to offer the community. So it's actually that kind of mindset and that kind of architecture really fascinates me.
It is. Exactly. The outside seems so, the outside, this is, the exterior seems so rigid and unmoving.
Yeah, it's a big fist.
But when you go inside, I mean, you're exactly right. It is the most versatile venue in Reading. I mean, how many different banquets and styles that really happen just by moving a couple of seats around. So we're actually at our next break. We're going to be back. This is exciting. So got to learn a little bit about Julie. And then we're going to really talk about, you know, why is the Civic Center important and what does it mean for the economic impact for the arts and culture in Reading. We'll be back with KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wants to rule the world. Dang. Man, I love all these songs. Welcome back, everybody, listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is the Linda and Carl Bott Show, but today is being filled in by me, Blake Fisher, from Viva Downtown Reading. I'm joined with the wonderful Miss Julie Dyer from the Civic Center. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Julie, it looks like we have a call-in. And that's exciting. The call-in is Nick. That's the context I have right here.
Yeah.
We'll see what Nick has to say, and we'll jump back into this. So, Nick, are you there?
I'm here. I've got two quick questions for Julie. Julie, I mentioned the Civic Auditorium, and like it or not, people say, oh, they're run by Bethel. So I'd like you to address that, and I'd like you to address what kind of shape our Civic Auditorium is in. Thank you.
I'm happy to answer both of those questions. So there's a pervasive myth out there in the community that the Civic Auditorium is owned by Bethel. That is not the case. The Civic Auditorium is owned by the City of Reading. I work for Advance Reading, which is a public benefit nonprofit organization that has an operating lease with the City of Reading. And what that means is we lease the facility, and then part of our lease agreement is that we manage the day-to-day operations of having the facility open. Bethel is one of our tenants in the building. They're in for their first-year school from the beginning of September through the first couple of weeks of May. It's Monday through Thursday that they're in the facility. So our big job actually really is to figure out programming for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday that they're not in the building during the school year, and then, you know, spring and summer, filling out the rest of the days as best that we can. And the long arc vision of that is actually figuring out a model that is sustainable when Bethel is no longer renting the facility for their school. So right now we're working on about a 3-year window with the construction of their building of when it's looking like they're going to be out. And we're excited about that, about having more programming in the building than it's ever hosted before. So that's going to be really great in the future. And then as far as the condition of the building, kind of back to our earlier conversation, you know, over the years, because of the way it was constructed, it really hasn't required a ton of attention. But right now there are definitely some significant things that need to be done. The HVAC system needs to be replaced. The seats need to be replaced. Just those two initiatives alone is about somewhere between $6 and $7 million to address those two issues. But then on the day-to-day, it actually really is a fairly cost-efficient building to run on a maintenance side. On energy, not so much. So, you know, back to it needing a new HVAC system. If it had a new system, it would probably be more cost-effective on the energy front.
Cool. Thanks, Julie. Nick, yeah. Did that answer your question?
Unfortunately, Nick dropped.
Oh, sorry, Nick. Well, Nick, sorry about the phone disconnect. I think those were fantastic questions to ask Julie. Yeah, that's kind of the reality. What you kind of knocked on, Beth. I've never really dived into it, but it's a big tenant that activates
the space
and the Civic Center.
It was individuals from Bethel Church that started Advance Reading in the beginning, but the intent was always to move that on to something that didn't have that much key involvement. And so right now our governing board is a majority of people who are not affiliated with Bethel, either as attenders or employees. And there's a real dynamic at play of when you have a core tenant like that who is really investing financially, it's not unusual for them to have seats at the table when they, you know, initially at least, they were financially on the hook for the failure success. I mean, they don't benefit from the success. They were only on the hook for the failure if we had done anything really wrong. It can be a difficult dynamic for people to understand, but it would be impossible for me to show up in this community and lie to people and say, oh, like people think that Bethel's controlling what's going on in the space, and they're not at all.
Well, that's good to know. And basically calling you on to talk about the Civic Center today, we just had Alex Hoff-Belden from the Cascade Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Cascade Theater is our Art Deco theater.
Yep.
Built in 1935.
It looks pretty.
It's soup. Totally. If we're talking about the spectrum of Cascade Theater architecture and Civic Center architecture, complete opposites. When it comes to size of auditorium, 999 seats, which I think is funny because 1,000 becomes a total fire issue.
Right.
And you said Civic Center has 2,000 seats.
Yeah, depending on the configuration, we can do 2072 is the max seated configuration. If we have an open floor, then the max internal inside is 2,300. And then, of course, we've started activating the outdoor space for concerts, and that can go up to, 5,000-7,000 or more.
Holy
people.
Smokes.
Yeah.
So yeah, with Civic Auditorium and activating the space. So mm-hmm. we've covered your tenant who's using that as a school right
mm-hmm.
now.
Yep.
So outside of that,
mm-hmm.
Civic Center, much like the Cascade and the rodeo grounds and tourism, is a total generator of arts and culture. This goes to TOT, right?
It goes to TOT, but it's a whole economy besides heads and beds, So entertainment affects pretty much every spectrum of business in a community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hotels, it's food and beverage, it's daycare, child care, it's apparel, because going to a show is a thing. People want to look a certain way when they're going out to a show. They want to have a certain kind of experience,
mm-hmm.
and they're willing to spend money on it. Live Nation, which is the biggest entertainment entity in the world, and Oxford Economics, coming out of COVID, got right on updating economic metrics because the last time it had been really done was 2016. So they spent $4 million, I think it was, on a robust economic impact study in 2022. And so the most recent information is for every $100 that's spent on a ticket, so price of admission, there's another $335 spent on all of the rest of the things around going to a show. So that's just on the ticketed shows alone. That's a huge, huge, huge exponential value to the community for what the shows bring in. Yeah.
What's kind of the economic generator for a year, a successful year since COVID? What's that actually look like?
Right now, so you have to understand that for us, because of the size of the facility, mm-hmm. we're just barely a year past being out from under mega event restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be our 2023-24 fiscal year before we actually have a full year that's not being impacted directly
mm-hmm.
by COVID in some way. Before COVID, our holistic across all the things that we do, our economic impact was just shy of $40 million a year.
Holy smokes.
And post-COVID, we're running right at about $29 million a year because we are still down. That's actually a better number than it sounds because
mm-hmm.
our events volume is actually still down about 40%. So the fact that our economic impact is not down 40% is actually, I'm really proud of that number, that we're actually showing coming out of COVID that we're pacing with certain kinds of numbers really well, even though the overall event volume is down.
You guys get world-class acts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I love about City of Reading, these places like Cascade Theater and the Civic Center, is it's a community theater venue.
Mm-hmm.
So you open up to community organizations.
Mm-hmm. Dance Depot's happening at the end of June.
We'll have to run that lineup of what's going on this summer. But also, it's like you could have a regular community show happening and then the next night have a world-class name or Broadway show traveling through on the stage. What's some of the biggest names that you've gotten to work with, and how do they find us, or how do you find them?
They don't find us. Like, let me clear that air right away. Reading's a small community in Shasta County, and the regional demographic is still pretty small. So we're what's called a tertiary market in the industry. So that means we're always filling on a tour for artists when they're looking to book larger markets first. So they'll do primary markets like L.A., San Francisco, Seattle. Those are actually really the three primary markets on the West Coast. And then they're going to go to secondary markets, which is going to be Portland. Sacramento would be actually a secondary market. And then they're filling in. After they get those pieces in play, then they start working on filling in the rest. And so since they're not actually knocking on our door, we have a talent buyer, Nathan Parmalee, who we have on staff, and that's 1,000% his job, is to go out and find he's in a really difficult spot. We're fortunate that we have somebody as skilled as he is with his marketing history, because he's not just looking to fill the building with whatever. He puts in a lot of work and effort in researching what there's a value for in the community, and then going after those kinds of things. And then, so when he first stepped into the building, there was a Rolodex with one card on it, and it was for a midget wrestling promoter. So he has actually really done a fantastic job of getting Reading actually on the radar of agents, so that we are a viable and workable solution that they're thinking about when they're looking to fill tours. Because with how the facility was being managed before, Reading had completely dropped off the radar. So he's done a great job on that front. And so before, we had maybe 3 or 4 outside promoters as well who would actually call and ask for dates. And now we actually have 13 active outside promoters that because of the work that Nathan has done. And then we also have other, you know, now that that work has been done, we actually have more than that many outside promoters to actually call, but 11 to 13 kind of on the regular who are routinely calling and looking for dates to see to bring different acts in. So, but then we also in-house promote as well. So we do a mix, again, back to that diversity. Because of the size of our community and our region, you can't just do one thing. Mm-hmm. So and it makes us unique. Most venue operators like us either only in-house promote or only rent. And we don't have the luxury of drawing those kinds of hard lines in the facility. So the programming that the community will see is going to be a combination of things that we're taking risk on ourselves directly and in-house promoting, and outside promoters renting the facility for the event they want to bring here.
That, I was thinking about this, and how important the Civic Center really is as that area that people can go, mm-hmm. see touring shows instead of having to drive out to mm-hmm. San Francisco or Sacramento or Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
What's kind of the next step? So I think one of the biggest names that I saw was I'm getting the break single. Signal. We're going to come back, talk about some of the biggest names that mm-hmm. you've gotten to work with, and then what's the summer actually look like.
Cool.
We're going to be back with KCNR Radio, Linda and Carl Bott Show. Thanks, Christina.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soil soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner for Father's Day weekend, June 16th through the 18th. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun, two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, and the rest. We don't serve it often, but when we do, it's everyone's favorite burger challenge. Come celebrate Father's Day weekend at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is the Carl and Linda Bott Show. Today being covered by Blake Fisher, that's me, from Viva Downtown Reading. It's a beautiful morning. We're at Friday, June 16th, 2023. We're getting ready for Father's Day weekend. That's kind of exciting.
I have one. I'm married to one. Dads are great.
Dads are great. It's their day. And, we're going to have a father-son duo, Cameron Middleton and Bruce Middleton, joining us on the top of the next hour after our scheduled caller, Susan Eastman, calls on in from Stiefel. So that's really exciting. So, Julie, we're going to round out the next couple minutes of the show and talk about, you know, what's the biggest names that you've gotten to work with here at the Civic Auditorium, and what's to come for the summer?
Sure. So biggest names, it kind of depends on, like, how you're gauging it, you know, because what's big for me isn't necessarily big for the fan, right? But the Steve Miller Band that's coming up in September, that was a huge, huge, huge get for us. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that Steve Miller Band represents actually 7 years of work. When we got Willie Nelson in right before COVID, that represented 5 years of work. So, you know, you have to – we don't just, like, put out a date and an ask and, you know, it comes together really quick. That's a long arc of pursuing an artist that we believe is going to be a good fit for the community. But Steve Miller Band is definitely probably the biggest as far as, like, price point and all those things as far as what we've done to date. And then for the summer, we're really fortunate, again, in what that asset is in the community, the fact that we have that big lawn space that we were able to pivot and start activating it last year in the summer. Because if we had not had that capacity, we actually would be further behind in recovery because the industry really knew coming out of COVID that we could get outdoor done faster and on track faster. And the focus of the industry is still kind of that direction in like stadiums and larger things and festivals and outdoor stuff. They're not really focusing on theaters necessarily. So the fact that we had that space to keep our community in the conversation, actually lots of the inside stuff that we've done as well is also happening because we were in the conversation around outside. So then this summer actually is going to be our biggest outdoor season ever. We have a total of, I think by the time it's all said and done, it's 5 or 6 events happening outside. A lot of it's really condensed in September, but that's around touring cycles for the industry. We don't really get to dictate much of that, but then that ends up being fortunate for the community because, you know, evenings will be a little cooler. Still be pretty hot during the day, but the evenings will be cooler. But we do have, next month we've got Lyle Lovett and his big band coming in. That's an inside show at the auditorium in the middle of the month. And then at the end of the month we have Falling in Reverse and Ice Mine Kills. It's a real diverse programming this year, so we're also really proud of that because that can be hard to get accomplished. You know, comedy and country, we're kind of really established in those arenas. Within the industry has a breadth of how the community will show up for comedy and country, but the rock space in particular has been a really hard nut to crack. So we're excited that we have more rock offerings that are coming this year.
And then, what's kind of the craziest, cause you know, you work with these big names. What's kind of the craziest ask behind the scenes that you've gotten?
We had one comedian who made a request that nobody make eye contact with them. That was one of the, and it's not because they're egocentric jerks. It's because they're in a headspace, right? Okay. Like they're just really trying to make sure that they are personally on for what they want, you know, deliver to their fan base when they go on stage. But that was a little bizarre. We had a different comedian. Comedians are interesting. A different comedian who his food choices were white bread and Velveeta cheese and Jiffy peanut butter, which we were like, oh, okay, that maybe is not the healthiest option for you. And then when he came back later, he'd like gone on keto. And so there was this whole change.
Completely
yeah,
different.
Yeah, but then he sent the runner out for more junk food. So so that's always fascinating. Or we'll get these requests and there's like 3 vegans and da-da-da. And we want all this healthy, healthy, healthy stuff. And then when they're in the space, what they eat is the mac and cheese or the muffins or the, you know, what all the rest of us schmucks are eating. So that's always fascinating. But they, you know, they have a lot of different kinds of requests. But they are, you know, a lot of these artists, they're on the road. Living on the road is really tough. Mm-hmm. One of the ways that we win for our community is we take really good care of the artists. And so we try to meet their demands and exceed them as much as is reasonably possible because, you know, again, they're not always asking to come to Reading. But if we can provide them with a really great experience that ends up making a work day feel like a day off, well, then there's a different conversation happening in the industry about why they should include Reading mm-hmm. on the list of places that they want to hit when they're out on tour.
You're so right. Because the entertainment industry talks. And if you,
they actually grade us. The tour managers actually have a metric that they grade venues on at every show.
Holy smokes.
So we get graded on our hospitality, catering, how we handle doors, how responsive we were to their needs, and that all gets fed back into their systems. And so they have a grade for us. So we're really proud of the fact that our reputation on that end is more than solid. We routinely hear that it's world class professionalism. Even on shows that aren't maybe financially doing well, we still make sure that we don't make that a fight on the day. Mm-hmm. And the amount of appreciation that they have for that we're still just there to put on a good show for people and to help everyone, including the artist, have a good experience, has gone a long way for establishing a good reputation for us.
That's sweet. You really have to look at the behind the scenes and the front of the scenes. That's a cool job you have. And, you know, I wish we could have a longer time to really talk about, you know, what's going on with the Civic Auditorium. So mm-hmm. I'd love to get you on the podcast for the downtown discussion. We could dive deeper.
Yeah, absolutely.
That. But with the next couple of minutes, I'd really just like to hear from your experience these last couple of years working in the Civic Auditorium and, you know, everything that's happening in that area, you know, why is that area important to the community and why is the Civic Auditorium important?
The short answer is this term called collective effervescence, and this applies not just to us. This is the rodeo. This is Turtle Bay. Mm-hmm. And it's actually not just – I didn't just make that up. Collective effervescence is actually something that there's a whole field of scientific study behind, and it's really around what are the kinds of events or experiences that feed into people's sense of well-being and identity. And so there's this is ephemeral thing that entities like us provide that actually, when scientists go measure, is more effective than yoga, is more effective than walking a dog. like we just had, as far as like giving people a sense of peace and calm and well-being about themselves, and then even just activating brain activity. 20 minutes of live music exponentially has 75% more impacts on your brain function than meditation. So it's just, we get to provide something that's unique. Not every entity gets to provide that kind of value for their consumer.
Wow. Well, hey, to close this out, how can people get tickets and what's the next show?
www.readingcivic.com is the only official ticketing outlet, so make sure that's where you're going to buy your tickets and you're not hitting a resale site. Or you can call the box office at 229-0022. We have that staffed Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the next show coming up is Lyle Lovett. And we do still have some tickets left, so great seats. It's hard to have a bad seat in the auditorium, and Lyle Lovett's going to be a great show. When he's with his big band, that's a really fun show.
I can't wait. Well, Julie, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll be back with KCNR Radio, and we'll be on the phone with Miss Susan Eastman from Stiefel. Thank you. Thank you.
KCNR shows the Reading.
USS Michigan's arrival Friday, the first of its kind in 6 years, came a day after North Korea resumed missile tests in protest of the U.S.-Korean live fire drills. South Korean officials say the sub's arrival is part of recent bilateral agreements on enhancing what they call regular visibility of U.S. strategic assets to the Korean Peninsula in response to Pyongyang's advancing nuclear program. North Korea Thursday fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A bid to reinstate Iowa's ban on most abortions has failed in the state Supreme Court, a 3-3 decision released today. The Dow's up 28 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has arrived in Ukraine, part of a delegation of African leaders hoping to help end the war in Ukraine.
Ramaphosa said last month that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin had agreed to separate meetings with the delegation. The group set to travel to St. Petersburg later on Friday, where a top international economic conference is taking place, and they expect to meet with Putin on Saturday. Officials who helped prepare the talks say the African leaders not only aim to initiate a peace process, but also assess how Russia, which is under heavy international sanctions, can be paid for the fertilizer exports Africa desperately needs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of the International Monetary Fund is praising the European Central Bank's decision to raise interest rates for the eighth time in a row. The Fed in the U.S. putting a hold on interest rate hikes for now. News and analysis, townhall.com. A big award in a reverse discrimination case involving Starbucks.
Federal jurors in New Jersey awarded $25.6 million in compensatory and punitive damages to Shannon Phillips, who alleged she and other white Starbucks employees were unfairly fired in the April 2018 incident. A manager at a Starbucks in Philadelphia called police to report that Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson were refusing to either make a purchase or leave the premises. The two black men were arrested and later released without charges. They reached a settlement with Starbucks and the city of Philadelphia. Phillips wasn't involved, but said she was ordered to put a different white manager on administrative leave for reasons she knew were false. She was fired less than a month later. I'm Jennifer King.
SeaWorld has opened its first venture outside the U.S., an orca-free park in the United Arab Emirates. It is a $1.2 billion joint venture between the UAE government and SeaWorld. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. This morning, Carl is, Carl and Linda are out of the office, which is totally cool. Heck, it's Father's Day weekend. For those of you, I hope you have a fantastic weekend celebrating that. It's Friday, June 16th. We just finished the top of the hour with Miss Julie Dyer from the Reading Civic Auditorium. And Katrina from Haven Humane after meeting Freddie, the cute pit bull. Gosh, I wish that segment was a little bit longer instead of the 15 minutes. But hey, we're at the top of the hour. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading, and we're doing our scheduled weekly call with Miss Susan Eason, the first vice president of investments over from Stifel. Susan, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi,
Susan. Good
morning,
everyone. We have a very mixed market right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down fractionally at 34,406. The S&P 500 is trading up 3 points at 4,428. The NASDAQ Composite is losing 17 points at 13,765. Active stocks this morning, Tesla up $4.01, trading at $259.96. SoFi Technologies down 99 cents, trading at $8.55. NIO down 31 cents at $9.48. Stocks of local interest, Walmart down 93 cents, trading at $156.81. Costco down $2.03 at $527.15 per share. Best Buy up 51 cents, trading at $79.49. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 3.779%. For commodities, gold is at $1,962 per ounce, silver at $24.05 per ounce, and crude oil is priced at $71 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investment, Stifel, Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR. And everyone have a great weekend.
Dang, Susan, you're that fast in and out?
That's it.
Holy smokes.
Call it market minutes.
You,
minutes.
Oh, well, now that makes sense.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Susan, I hope you have a good day. I felt like I was in New York.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Shoot, man. Susan, shoot, did... She really ripped those out. Holy smokes. No wonder they call it market minute. Gosh. Yeah, I felt like I had a jolt of coffee. I'm ready to get into some stocks. Well, hey, we just got our second guest of the morning. Third guest, I guess. Holy smokes. Cameron Middleton, House of Realty.
Good morning, Blake. How we doing, bud?
What the heck is up with you?
Name it.
This is great to see you.
Yeah, well, it's just been a, you know, it's been a busy month, especially in real estate here. It's, you know, we finally got some, God, what's it called out? Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
We had enough rain, had, you know, even snow, everything else all winter, all spring.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we finally got some great weather out and leading to a lot of new activity. So keeping me busy and somewhat out of trouble.
Can you believe that we're just now, like, Reddingites are saying, oh, we just finally got our sun. This is great. We finally got some sunny weather.
Mid-June to hit 100. It usually doesn't take this long.
No, yeah. But we're getting that in February. What the heck? Hey, this is great. You know, I even have the weather report right here. It looks like we're going to be pretty much, to sum it up, Monday through Thursday, mostly clear, sunny, and the highs aren't too – well, actually, check this out. The highs are about 88 degrees next week.
It's going to get nice next week. Holy, very nice.
You know, if we were like this all the time, people would be moving here nonstop. I mean, sunny, 88 degrees. Can't
well,
beat that.
Well, we'll see. And the other part we have right now is a lot of green grass.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I'll let the cat out of the bag. Why not? In the real estate industry, it's called sucker grass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Well, people come up and they, you know, people see it. I mean, around here about this, especially when you have a nice wet spring and they take a look at the, you know, coming up maybe through Cottonwood, that area, get out certain spots and go, gosh, this just looks like the rolling hills of Ireland. All beautiful and green and everything else. And then, you know, you get the, you know, gosh, yes, I want to buy this. It's beautiful. Then you get the call about August, September. Going, this doesn't look green anymore.
Where did it all go?
Yeah, and so, but yeah, really the whole North State, everything right now, whether it's, you know, I go to Castella, Shingletown, in Reading, anywhere, it all just, everything looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. So, Cameron, you're here with House Realty today.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of hats that you wear in general, and is this a monthly? So I'm covering for Carl and Linda today.
Yeah.
Is this a monthly spot that you usually do?
Yeah, this is our monthly one, and so, you know, generally we go over, you know, talk about the real estate market. Usually my father's here as well, but he's also on assignment.
Mm-hmm.
We had actually a wedding that we went to last weekend out of town, and so we've finally gotten back into town, but he's still traveling and should be back with us here. But yeah, we cover you know, all our real estate issues and things for the listeners, and then really get into in the following you know, segments, kind of depending on what some of those other hats are that we're wearing. And it's been busy on both of those fronts here. Mm-hmm. Recently I of course sit on the planning commission, and now I'm the top puncher for the Asphalt Cowboys, so I can't tell you how relieved I am that rodeo week is over. In fact, our last month was during the pancake breakfast, which you were at,
mm-hmm.
and that's where we got to really surprise Carl, letting him know first on air on this show that Linda was, in fact, the lone stranger.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot. How do I forget? See, things happen so fast.
Oh, it's been a month.
Yeah, good for... Well, lucky her that I forgot that she was the lone stranger. I mean,
she was the lone. She and Baron Browning were the lone stranger and sidekick. And yeah, I'll tell you what, the look on Carl's face last month when we got to tell him on air, he was there with Ted Leidy. They were doing the show together, and yeah, it was quite a shock. Linda and I and the committee went through quite a process, and through we went through a lot of steps to make sure Carl did not know who the lone stranger and sidekick were. And a lot of times it does take until Friday for mm-hmm. someone to figure it out. By Friday, the clues are very, very obvious as to who it is. At least I certainly think so. Of course, I think they're obvious on Tuesday when they come out. But Carl, I really thought he was going to figure out that it was Linda. And if it goes till Friday, the phone's open at 8 a.m. So we're at the pancake breakfast. And usually the call comes in at 8:01. It's the first person to call in and goes, yep, boom, here they are. Well, that didn't happen this year. And they were flooded with calls, everybody calling. 8:01, 8:02, no, I didn't get a phone call. 8:05, I didn't get a call. 8:10. Finally at 8:15, I texted the operators who manned the telephones, and they indicated nobody's gotten it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, okay, my whole master plan here is kind of blown because we wanted to have Linda there. We had Baron there. I pulled him off one of the pancake stoves. Linda was supposed to be at Chicks and Chaps. We tried to bring him down with behind Carl and Ted to go over, you know, to make the announcement, but nobody'd actually phoned it in. Finally, at 8:19, We did have someone that called in and got the Lone Stranger and Sidekick, so I was able to make the announcement. But, yeah, Carl came up to me that morning, the morning of the pancake breakfast, and goes, I know who they are. And I thought, oh, great, he's figured it out. He knows who it is. He goes, I think it's Kathy and Charlou Byerly from Mary's Pizza Shack. Carl, you are so close. And, of course, we didn't know, but we really had a fun time with that last month. We weren't able to do our normal show, but I'll tell you, that's probably going to be the most memorable program I've ever done on the station with Carl and Linda. And we really had a fun time with that. She had a great time being one of the Lone Stranger and Sidekicks and with Baron. And she walked a little more quickly into that bank and out when we robbed it than Baron did. So I was trying to get her to slow down. They were trying to get Baron to speed up. It was a little tough, but she did it well. She was a trooper, did a great job. And, Carl, I think, has gotten used to, to living with a felon now. He certainly, we had to tell him, yeah, you're subject to warrantless searches now at your house and mm-hmm. going to have to, come and inspect and everything else and mm-hmm. he's going to be pulled over more often. But he's been a good sport about it and he's taken it in the chin. So,
man, one day, has he ever been a Lone Stranger himself?
No. And so I could probably say this on air, but generally speaking, our rule has always been, and it makes sense, we don't do morning on-air local talent as Lone Stranger and Sidekick, right? So you can think of people that are on the morning news, people that have morning radio shows. They're not here in the morning.
Mm-hmm. People know.
People will know. They've got a guest host saying, oh, hey, here's who the clues are for today on the show. And everybody's going, well, okay, wait a minute, that sounds like the people that should be in that seat.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pretty obvious. And I think I told that to Carl three times during Rodeo Week. That, oh, yeah, no, we never take anybody that's on an on-air morning radio show. So, yeah, right after he looked at Linda and said, you didn't tell me. Then he looked at me and said, well, you told me it's never anybody on in the morning. And, of course, she's never on Tuesday mornings.
Yeah.
That's not her morning. So it was a rare exception that the only time I believe we've ever done it.
Wow.
And we had somebody in the morning and were able to pull that off.
Those are two great Lone Strangers. Always a fantastic tradition. And, it looks like we're at the first break of the hour, so we're going to head on out. We'll be back with Mr. Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, KCNR Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
An ice-cold beer have in common? Charlou's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlou's Pizza, Pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlou's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlou's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlou's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlou's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlou's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlou's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlou's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlou's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Dust off those dancing and shoes and party with country music band Lone Star.
Lone Star.
At the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, July 27th. Giddy up and get ready to be amazed by some of your favorite Lone Star hits like I'm Already There and What About Now. Tickets for this event are just $55 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner for Father's Day weekend, June 16th through the 18th. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun, two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, and the rest. We don't serve it often, but when we do, it's everyone's favorite burger challenge. Come celebrate Father's Day weekend at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
I know.
Typical music.
You're missing it. Cameron and I rocking out in KCNI radio.
That camera's off, right?
we're live. If you're on Facebook, you could actually see us live on KCNI radio. So no birds this morning, huh?
Good.
Well, hey, welcome back to KCNR Radio. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning on the Carl and Linda Bott Show, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Always love the classics, always love the music, but I still say it's the hardest thing to do a radio show when good music's playing. It's like, I don't want to talk, I want to just dance.
Let's keep going.
Groove.
Absolutely.
A little bit of that. So, Cameron, you're a monthly guest.
Yes.
For House of Realty, and for any new listeners tuning in, what is a brief kind of House of Realty? I heard that it's like the oldest realty agency in Reading.
Yeah, one of them. I think we're actually what's second oldest. I think Reading Realty is still around, and my grandfather and three other gentlemen actually left Reading Realty to open House of Realty back in 1965. So I'm third generation at House of Realty. And, so we've been around now for 58 years, and really looking back, we were going through some things literally yesterday, opening some cupboards in the office and looking at a couple of places, and just seeing some of how real estate was conducted back then versus how it is done today. And certainly the biggest change that we've seen is in technology. Mm-hmm. Being able to access everything on the internet. Is and really searching for homes is entirely different than it used to be. And what they used to publish books, monthly books, saying here are all the listings in the book for this month for this area for Shasta County. And so buyers had to come to an agent to go through the books to take a look at to figure out what houses they wanted to go see. Now it's entirely different. Now everybody's set up on alerts and programs, and buyers are able almost just as easily to go and see these houses as I do, and go out and find them and search for what they're looking for. So it has changed considerably in that regard, and real estate's constantly changing, constantly moving. And even right now, within our market, we're starting to see, like we were talking about earlier with the weather, some of that seasonal adjustment. And it starts to hit about this time of year. Mm-hmm. What we've seen is an increase in the number of listings. So really only a couple of months ago, and frankly for the last year, and this is still extremely historically low, we've been around 500 homes, give or take. Well, we're now up to 600. Mm-hmm. homes listed on the Shasta MLS. And keep in mind that that's not exclusively Shasta County. Sometimes we list homes in Tehama County. It might find a few in Trinity County, say Lewiston, something like that, over the border, maybe in Dunsmere, up north in Siskiyou County, et cetera. But that's within our MLS, so regardless, a 20% increase, 20% increase. And that's a seasonal increase. We generally see that. The problem we've been having is a lot of people don't want to put their homes on the market because they've been at a 2 or 3% interest rate. They've got a mortgage at that rate. Why put the home on the market and then turn around and go buy a house at 6, 6.5, 7% mm-hmm. when we've got such a low interest rate currently? And it's shifted the dynamic of who those buyers really are. And I'll tell you, the number one demographic that we're seeing residentially that is shifting, that are selling their homes, that are moving, that are buying homes, or they're coming into the area, or they're leaving the area, and I think it's very interesting, are seniors. And the stated cause is we want to be closer to family. So they're done with their careers, they've retired, and they're going, you know what, we have a ton of equity built up. Maybe we don't need a loan, or we need a small loan, but it's not going to matter that much to us. We can cover it. What's more important to us right now is we want to go be closer to grandkids. And we're hearing it all the time. I've got buyers that want to do that. I have sellers that want to do that. People that are moving elsewhere. They may be, we've had several from Orange County, Southern California, that have been down there for decades that are now saying, hey, my kids are up there. They love Redding. It's easier for them to raise a family in Redding. They enjoy it. We enjoy it up there. And so they're moving, selling their place down there with plenty of equity, coming up here and paying cash. So as a result, there is still movement. And at this point, people kind of need to realize we've been at this interest rate for about a year. So we've been at about 6.5%, 30-year fixed rate, give or take a half a point roughly, for about a year now. Interest rates last year in 2022 started off the year in January at a very low, you know, in the twos, high twos, around 3%. And that's when the interest rate hikes started. Hmm. And those interest rate hikes, as they increased, got up to around in the 6, 6.5, 7% range that we're at now, about this time of last year, May, June time period. So now people, it is somewhat normalized that we've got that rate. So what we're seeing now is a little bit more demand locally. Nationwide, yeah, we're still seeing some pullback, but we're seeing a bit more demand. We're seeing a little bit higher supply. And frankly, we're almost getting back to a little bit of a healthier market. Prices have stabilized. In fact, in some reports looking at just the Redding area, and again, you're not talking about as many sales. Sales are down, no question, from where they were. We're not booming like we were over, you know, a year and a half ago. But as a result, you're starting to see more competitiveness on both sides of the counter. So you're not seeing a lot of buyers going out and being able to get unbelievable bargains and to go steal a house. You're also not seeing a lot of sellers that are going out there and getting outrageous offers for their homes. Now, as I've mentioned before, if you've got a good home and a good price range, good location, it's ready to go, it's in good shape, you're going to have buyers. You know, we've closed on ones here recently that had multiple offers on them. Now, were they all full price offers? Not necessarily. Were there ones that were over list price? Yeah, we've seen ones come in over list price, but maybe they want a huge credit back. So we are seeing demand. We are seeing repairs being negotiated in, you know, within a an escrow, which is something we didn't see a couple of years ago, but we're seeing that now. However, I think the couple of things that I want to stress, and this is really becoming prevalent in the real estate market, is appraisals and credit. And it's so important up front you get that pre-approval, not a pre-qualification, a pre-approval, and even a fully underwritten pre-approval if you can, with your lender and discuss it with them, because the credit markets are tightening. And the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the Fed, everybody on down are really tightening up on these credit requirements because of some of the bank failures and because of the interest rate hikes. So it's very important. A lot of these people that were been, you know, pre-approved 3-6 months ago, you may not be today. You really want to check, even though the rate may not have changed much, you really want to see where you're at and how that's tightening up. The other one is appraisals. If there's ever a fear, because we went through this, 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, through that whole stretch in the Great Recession, these banks have been through it. It's recent in their memory that they don't want to be doing loans on homes that are overpriced. Then those homes get foreclosed on, and once they're foreclosed on, now the bank takes it back, and they may not be able to sell it for as much as the loan was worth. So they're being very careful on appraisals, and appraisers are now checking for conditions. So appraiser goes out and says, yeah, okay, it's worth this amount of money that the contract says, but that roof is shot. We want the roof fixed. I'm not going to sign off on this appraisal unless that roof's taken care of. Well, now you might have a $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 item repair that you're now negotiating on the contract that can be a deal killer. So it's very important to assess that right now. And I think for a lot of us, we're looking at that carefully, and we can discuss it more in the next after the break. But the other big one, too, that we're running into that's a serious concern here locally is the insurance.
Fire insurance. I was going to ask you about that. Shoot, you got me all fired up now. But we got to take our next break. We're here with Cameron Middleton on KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Carl and Nabat Show. We'll be back after this next break.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on the Carl and Linda Bott Show. Today I'm joined with Mr. Cameron Middleton for the monthly spot. Cameron Middleton's from House of Realty. Usually we have Bruce here. He is absent, but heck, I think it's, you know, well-deserved just before Father's Day weekend, too.
Indeed. He gets this one off.
Well, hey, we were just before the break, we were talking about, you know, kind of the realities and the challenges of buying a house and, you know, owning a house. And one of the issues before we went to the break is fire insurance.
And part of me feels like I'm beating a dead horse here, that we've talked about this so much on the show, and not just myself, but several other guests. But it's getting worse. Mm-hmm. And we've seen some substantial changes since last time we were on. And of course, the big, big news in the state of California is State Farm. So as most people know, and certainly all the regular listeners know, you know, State Farm has basically said we are pulling out of California with regards to hazard insurance. We'll do auto insurance. We will keep our existing customers and our existing policies, but we will not issue new ones. Mm. So if you're a current State Farm policyholder and you sell your house and purchase a new one, they're not going to give you a new policy on the new house. They're the largest insurer, I think, well, statewide, and I don't want to misquote with regards to nationally in terms of hazard insurance, but they're huge. They have economies of scale that keep costs down, that allow them to potentially underwrite things that others won't, mm-hmm. and they're pulling out.
Because California is just so always on fire, or just...
It's the catastrophic risk. Mm-hmm. And certainly, when you look at these claims, and you look at these large fires, car fire, the one in Ventura, Tubbs, campfire, certainly everything else. You know, you got cases where if it's PG&E caused, that's one thing. If it's not, you know, essentially it's all a matter of pooled risk, mm-hmm. right? So the whole idea of insurance, or however this is going to work, this pooled risk, is that you spread out catastrophe. So if one person in a town, their house burns down, but everybody's bought insurance, you can rebuild that, pay that claim, rebuild that person's house, because everybody's paying in a little. So then when you have to pay out a lot, they have that money and are able to do so. The problem is, in the end, in the state of California, with the wildfires that we have, other catastrophes and major issues, we've had flooding now, you know, rain, snow, major snow events. I mean, there were houses blowing up in Truckee and near the Tahoe area because the snow load was so bad, it was snapping valves off of propane tanks and causing them to explode. I mean, you know, you got, whether it's one extreme or the other, we're seeing all kinds of catastrophic loss. Well, eventually you start running out of other people's money to be able to cover all these losses. And either rates go way, way up, or you try and mitigate that risk somehow. Otherwise, you're not able to have enough money to be able to pay the claims. And whether it's ratepayers, in the case of PG&E, taxpayers, premium payers, case of insurance, somebody in the end is going to pay. And the insurance companies are now at a point, I think a lot of this is regulatory, a lot of this has to do as well with Sacramento. I think this is something that can be fixed by the insurance commissioner and the legislature, but that's not something they're really focused on. They've got different political headwinds, respectively, that are disincentivizing them from being able to come up with real solutions to keep the insurers here. My fear is if State Farm's leaving that market here in California, who's going to follow? So it's kind of one of those things where take the airlines or somebody, for example, or gas stations or, you know, oil companies, whoever, the first one out the gate raises rates or raises prices, then everybody else feels like they could follow. Mm-hmm. Same thing with State Farm. If one leaves, are the others going to say, well, you know what, we're out of here too, especially the smaller ones that may not even have their economy of scale.
And that's allowed.
Sure, if they don't want to do business here, they don't want to do business here. That's the breaking point. Mm-hmm. And really the insurance commissioner has the mandate and has the ability with regards to overall rate setting and how that works. And I'm not a licensed insurance agent anymore, so I don't want to get into too much of how all that works. But he doesn't want to do that.
That's okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we don't exactly. So coming from your point of view, you're a planning commissioner. You've been involved on state assembly campaigns, and you know recently what I hear most from constituents, people that live in this area, so Assembly District 1, Senate District 1, I mean, fire insurance is that's the biggest thing that people talk about. So what needs to happen? Because you say this is a legislator, this is the insurance commissioner, but what do you think finally is going to do it, especially after all these years of these crazy fires?
In my opinion, it's going to be a set of standards regarding individual homes and properties. So you got to be able to come in and say you're going to need to work with the insurance companies and with the legislature to a degree. They're going to have to come up and with Cal Fire and your various jurisdictions. And then you're going to have to come up with a set of guidelines. If you do A, B, and C to your house, home hardening, taking care of your vents, you've done various things with, there's things you can do with windows, with siding, multiple home hardening things that you can do. And then you do X, Y, and Z with your property. Clear away, don't have wooden fences that are attached to the house. Go take, you make sure you have defensible space around the property. Don't have any flammable or combustible vegetation within 5 or 10 feet of the house. But you do certain things, and you can get somebody to sign off on that. The insurance company has to give you insurance. And I don't mean California Fair Plan. I mean actual insurance. And it may be a little bit more, mm-hmm. and maybe that's the trade-off, but it's at least insurable. Mm-hmm. When you really break down somebody's – and that's the way they need to look at it and set that standard. Of course, that's exceptionally difficult to do statewide. I've never been a proponent. I think it's one of the worst things in the state of California that we do all the time. It's trying to do a one-size-fits-all measurement or rule or law of any kind. And that's also hard to do in California and with insurers, but insurers are doing this statewide. Mm-hmm. State Farm left this area, the entire state. So you do have to look at it on that kind of level. And you have to come up with some kind of standard and say, yes, if you do these things, we will insure you. And I don't know that they're going to come to the right solution. Right now, they're remapping the whole state. Moderate, high, and very high fire severity zones. Mm-hmm. Shasta County, unincorporated Shasta County, is about 98% high or very high fire. So the problem is that in San Francisco, Sacramento, Los Angeles, certain places, they don't have maps that look like ours. They don't have these high areas. And they're going to put these new maps in place. I think they're going to be pretty severe in terms of the mapping. They're almost done with it. Once the mapping comes out, I think we're going to see that we have most of our area, again, is going to be in that orange, red, or even purple color designation. And, you know, then the next impetus out of Sacramento was to ban any and all building in those areas. And that's my fear, is that that could really, really hurt us in that regard and really add to our housing affordability crisis, because they won't have the insurance issue handled, and they won't have, and then they'll make it to where we're not able to provide new supply.
And I guess I'm trying not to say this without, like, if I'm understanding what you're saying, if someone is unable to secure fire insurance for their home and their house burns down, what does that mean?
Total loss.
Total loss.
And that happened during the car fire. Now, if you have a mortgage, you have a standard government-backed, you know, bank loan, you have a mortgage on your house, they're not going to loan on that house without insurance.
Yeah.
So you may have a difficult time getting that loan because of lack of fire insurance. Mm-hmm. You can't get the insurance, you're not going to get a mortgage, you can't buy the house. Mm-hmm. And if you have a house that's in an area that nobody can get a mortgage on to buy it, well, what? All of a sudden, a huge group of buyers, the majority of the potential buyers for your house now just go away, because now all you can deal with are cash buyers. I mean, there's a couple of other options, but really it's a cash buyer. Well, that decreases the demand for your home if the only person that can buy it has to have all the money up front. Mm. So that, therefore, devalues your home, supply and demand, lower demand, lower value. So it will lower the value, not to mention the fact your insurance, if you still have it, is going up in the meantime, which is exceptionally cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
So, again, you want to talk about your home's value and what you can get for it. Well, if somebody goes in and says, hey, okay, I can afford, and I'm just throwing out round numbers, $2,000 a month for my loan payment, my taxes, and my insurance. Well, okay, the higher that insurance number gets, the lower your payment on your mortgage can be, and therefore less house you can buy.
Gosh darn, Cameron. This is, you know, I'm really glad to be learning more about this, and I know our listeners are, you know, they've been keeping updated with this, but, you know, to break it down, it's really helpful. And we have our next break right now. So we're going to be back with KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Cameron Middleton. We'll lighten up the mood. We won't be all doom and gloom and next.
Yeah, other than catastrophic
loss. Yeah, we'll try and lighten it up.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Laranja Reserva by Espinosa, featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian Laranja wrapper. This unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you a musician, music teacher, or the friend or parent of a student learning music? Saturday, June 17th, we will be giving away everything related to music. Sheet music, PA gear, instruments, records, CDs are yours to take for free on Saturday, June 17th, starting at 9 a.m. at 955 Inspiration Place. This event, sponsored by Reading Piano Angels, allows anyone to come and take all they want for free. Donations will benefit the Reading Piano Angels program. The Really Big Music Giveaway Day, Saturday, June 17th at Reading School of the Arts.
Look forward, face up, at OrnagilMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnagilMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnagilMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnagilMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to Carl and Linda Bott Show on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're about finished with our second hour with Cameron Middleton. Time flies.
It does.
Oh, man. You know, over the break, I thought we were going to lighten up the mood. Cameron just died. Oh, man. Cameron walked through what's going on with inflation and we'll take five more minutes of talking about that. But the last 5 minutes, I want to hear about being a dad and all that other stuff.
So, I think that's part of it too, is keeping that perspective. We talked about how rates went up last year dramatically. I mean, one of the largest rate hikes we've seen in, gosh, more than a generation, in terms of mortgage rates. And it's all relative. And like I talked about the first segment, that, you know, who we're seeing buying and selling houses. Mm-hmm. And it's seniors and retirees trying to be closer to family. So much of what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really interesting to look at, in the sense that you and I mean, we hear, 7% interest rate, the sky is falling. I mean, unbelievable. Oh, gosh, this is doom and gloom. This is horrible. You know, we go talk to the generation, ahead of us, or two ahead of us, and they talk about how they bought their first houses at 18%. You know, I told my dad, we get up to, he had always said, and we've told it on air 100 times, but biggest party we ever threw at House of Realty in 58 years was the day rates dropped below 10. They cleared out the petty cash and threw a huge party at the office. Now, we're all going to get rich. We hit 10, I quit. I mean, I'm just going to say, hey, not going to happen. But the older generation is looking at this and going, hey, 6-7%, that's not that bad. Mm-hmm. And we can handle that. There are things we can do, and this isn't the end of the world. And I think it's important we just, to always keep perspective. Yeah, there's always headwinds, there's always issues, there's always potential economic problems and other things coming up. But looking at a weekend like this, I think here in Shasta County, especially Father's Day weekend, we've got a full set of lakes around here. I mean, maybe not Trinity, but at least Shasta and Whiskey Town. Certainly going out to, I went out to Shasta, a few weeks ago, and to see it full is really a treat. And to be able to go around in a boat and see that lake chock full is fantastic. And we do have a lot to celebrate, I think, around here, and a lot to be thankful for. I think locally our situation is better than it is in other parts of the state and other parts of the country. And I think that's important as well to keep an eye on. And I know certainly I'm going to have try and have a little bit of fun this weekend. I know we have to do some work tomorrow, as does the, my wife, Cassie. She's got to go in, and I'll be doing some work as well. But going to try and spend some time with my son, Cole, who's 5 years old now and having a great time now that he's out of what he's graduated from TK. There's a lot of K's now. There's pre-K, TK, K. Anyway, and he'll be starting full kindergarten in August, but he's looking forward to summer break. I think we're going to have a little barbecue at the house maybe on Sunday, and we might even head out to the lake ourselves in the morning. We'll see. But, yeah, just trying to have a nice Father's Day, and certainly want to, you know, I'm glad my dad's got today off. I mean, he couldn't ask for a better dad. He's, you know, dealt with me and you know, I've worked for him now for a number of years, and it's always been an honor. He's a great realtor, one of the most respected agents here, certainly in the area, past president of the Chest Association of Realtors. And so, yeah, we're hoping to have him over to the house as well. My father-in-law should be over to the house, and I think we're going to have a nice barbecue. And of course, by barbecue, it means I put the meat on and flip it a couple of times, mm-hmm. burn it a little, mm-hmm. you know, and then, you know, Cassie will probably make all the sides, all the other stuff, do about 90%. And, you know, everybody says, oh, hey, happy Father's Day. Great job on the barbecue, Dad, mm-hmm. when really she's the one that does it all. Mm-hmm. But, no, I think we're going to have a nice, enjoyable one. I think down to decent weather on Sunday. I think we've got a very nice day. Should be a nice week, and again, we've got a beautiful area. I think good time to take advantage of it, and you know, it's like I say, it's not all sunshine and rainbows all the time. But right now, I think we've got a great time to be here in the North State, and you know, outside of the real estate stuff, I think it's just everybody should go out, try to have a good Father's Day. And was it Juneteenth as well on Monday?
Yes, sir.
Some people are getting a 3-day weekend. Mm-hmm. So again, enjoy it.
Well, gosh, Cameron, you're good at this. Yeah, yeah. I could see why you're the monthly spot around here. Round it up well. So Father's Day. I'm excited for Father's Day. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for all the dads that are around the area. How special is it that you get to experience being a dad with your dad? You know, you have Cole, and your dad's a grandpa now.
Yeah, no, and Cole is my father's only grandson, mm-hmm. so which is kind of cool. And I was my grandfather's, so dad's dad, Robert Middleton the first, Bob Middleton, who was one of the founders of House of Realty. I was his first grandson. So it's kind of neat in that regard, and we have a lot of fun together. Like I said, we were on vacation and went to a wedding last week, and so it was great while we were there. Three of us got to hang out by the pool, you know, go to the wedding together, you know, took pictures together, did a lot of stuff. It's great, and, yeah, I mean, my son just loves Grandpa. Of course, you know, my wife and I look around, and after about, you know, half an hour with Grandpa, that kid is swinging from the ceiling fans and all good and hyped up. Grandpa does his job very, very well. Doesn't even need sugar. Just
here you go.
Yep, here you go. So, but yeah, it's a lot of fun, and hopefully we can have a good time this weekend, and love to get out on the water if at all possible, but we'll see how that works. But, and that's part of it. I think something Cassie and I have tried to focus on a little bit more as well. A, spending time as a family, but B, trying to get outdoors more often and try and get out and you know, enjoy the resources and the things that we have here. Sometimes very easy to just get stuck at home, get stuck in the office, get stuck working, going to meetings, everything else. My favorite part of this job is going out. I'd rather go walk a fence line of a 100-acre ranch or some piece of property out in the hills. Mm-hmm. That's my idea of a good day in real estate. Get me out, go put the boots on, and go traverse some property on a weekend like this. That's the best. So I just hope everybody gets outdoors a little bit, has a good weekend, and enjoys it. Because, you know, it could be 115 in a couple of weeks. We never know, man, around here. So got to take advantage of the good days.
Well, Cameron, we have a couple more minutes left. I don't want to leave anybody without some resources. So what we talked about today, from fire insurance and inflation, are there any resources that people can look up on their own, anything that they can find on House of Realty?
Absolutely. We're at houserealty.com and 241-8300. Always reach out to us. We've got seasoned agents, of course, in the office. Dad's been doing this over 40 years. But he just had his 40-year anniversary in March. My Uncle Rob has been doing this for 45. Mom's been doing this for – she's been our broker for, gosh, I don't know how long. And we've got resources there. But really, the big ones, too, if you're in the market or looking at these things, contact your insurance agent. Contact your lender. Be talking to those people. You know, talk to your financial advisor. Talk to your accountants. Talk to the professionals that can help you manage the times ahead. And it's so important to keep an eye out. We see too many people that are caught off guard in one regards to another when it comes to these major life decisions and purchasing moments, especially things like buying property or selling your house. And they get caught off guard because they haven't been having those continual conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing, I like to tell people, pay attention to what's going on around you, whether it's at the city level, county level, state level, to a degree national, though that's kind of a different territory. But what's going on locally? I mean, you and I have been on this tree management ordinance committee. We're working on the general plan right now on the planning commission. We've got the Reading Riverfront specific plan. We've got zoning changes. We have a lot of rules and laws coming down. Keep an eye out. Pay attention. Know what's going on. Keep, not enough to where you're feeling the world's going to come to an end by tomorrow. But pay attention. Knowledge is power. It's important to have that. But take the rest of the time and enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Should be a nice weekend.
Cameron, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank
and
you,
Carl and Linda. Thanks for letting me host the show. Once again, you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I hope you have a fantastic weekend and a happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Thank you.
And I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.